Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. This is a some sort of bonus edition. Bonus. Let me start some music. I'm dying here. I'll talk to you in a second. All right, there's a little music. Oh, God. Okay. All right. I can do this. Let me set the scene, everybody. It is currently the morning of April 3rd. It's a Saturday. And specifically, it's 4:41 a.m. in the morning. I guess that's redundant. Oh, I got very little sleep last night. I was getting ready for my Vegas trip, Grand Canyon, etc. Very little sleep last night. And what am I doing now? Well, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning so I could go to the Batcave, so I could putz around and do some shit and also record this special episode. I gotta get back home, and I gotta be at the airport this morning. I gotta leave by 8:30. Good Christ, I'm tired. I'm sorry, everybody. I miss everybody. I don't know when I'll release this or when Vinny will. I guess it won't be me. It'll be Vincenzo. Good Christ. Vincenzo's going to be driving the ship while I'm gone. This terrifies me. Holy hell, that could break bad. That's weird. Anyway. No sleep. Holy Christ. Okay, here's the other weird thing. As I said, it's 4:41. Now it's 4:43 in the morning. Time's flying. You know, normally I'm a big coffee drinker, right? Now this early in the morning, especially on the Saturday, I gotta go to my gas station coffee. Well, I don't know how in depth I should get into this. Let's just say, I was carrying around. Let's not say that. Anyway, I had to be super, super careful in the middle of this Saturday night, and I did pull up to my Rotgut gas station for coffee, and I'm pretty sure there was some sort of bicycle gang sitting there, so it seemed like something was gonna go down. Now, you know, I don't want to get mugged on any day, but I'll just put it this way: the morning of leaving for a fabulous vacation, I was on super secret heightened alert. And I decided I'm not going in there. There are people in there that are about to do something very bad. Why would I want to be around? So I'm sans coffee right now. No coffee. This is the most ridiculous thing. If there's anything I've trained my body to do, it starts out its day on coffee. I'm drinking water. I never thought I would have said this as a morning person. I'm miserable right now. I'm miserable. Holy shnikes. I'm drinking water. I feel like, you remember that scene from Uncle Buck where his brother calls him because they got to leave town because his sister-in-law's father had a heart attack, and he wakes up in the middle of the night just glassy-eyed, confused, trying to clear his throat and everything. That's me right now. Holy cow, I'm so disoriented. What I thought I'd do this morning, well, so again, I miss you people. I miss you. It's so interesting how I am really conflicted about this vacation. I'm conflicted because, honest to God, see, here's what it is, everybody. It turns out I'm a lucky, lucky person because I stumbled onto something that I love doing. I love doing the Chicago Tony V show. Who knew? I love the friends, all the people. Oh my gosh. I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm pretty sure. How could this not be the case? I'm pretty sure I'm going to be drunk dialing some pepperonis this week. How could that not happen? I think there's a good chance, if I can remember to bring my phone charger, which that's 50-50, let's face it. I mean, what are the chances a Moneypenny packed my phone charger for me? I'd say there's a 0.5%, no, I'll say zero. I'm gonna say zero, which I think is rude. Help a guy out. My people know that I'm losing it. They know. Anyway, what I thought I'd do this morning for a little bit is, you know, struggle on microphone. I feel so unrested. Is that a word? God, I can't think straight. I feel so unrested. I feel like I'm on a fishing trip right now. I feel like last night I drank a bunch of beers around a campfire with some fishing buddies. And then this morning I woke up way too early because I want to get up before the fish get up. That's how this feels. But I'm talking into a microphone instead. What a weird life. What I thought I would do this morning, I always get worried about the mailbag, everybody. And I don't want to leave town when there's still unread letters. So I think what I'm going to do is read the mailbag into this microphone. And I'm probably going to do it very poorly. Because I'm hurting for certain. I need to get pumped up. I'm waiting for 6 a.m. to roll around so I can drive through my Dunkin' Donuts window. That's what I'm waiting for. Holy cow, it's weird. It's weird not doing this with the live stream, but it's also kind of fun. It's interesting. I'm curious to see how this is going to work out. But you know me, normally I got my support. I got my team, right? I got all the VIPs. I got Jeffrey, the vet author, Yak. Every once in a while, if I'm lucky, good old Yingling's in there. All the people, of course, Georgie girl.
Just a small town girl.
And the most recent Secret Word Contest winner, of course, oftentimes is in the stream. She does such a good job of showing up. The beautiful, the talented, the elusive RoboKitty. None of those dear friends are here to save me in my time of need. Oh, Jesus, please help thine decrepit podcaster in this his time of need. Jesus, he was up too late because he was excited about his trip out west. And woe to be the way that he missed his coffee this morning. please help him, Lord. Okay, here we go, mailbag. Oh God, finally you guys can't see my, what the hell is this, magnifying glass. I can freely use a magnifying glass to read my mailbag. And everyone's going to be none the wiser. Okay, here we go. Short one. We're almost 10 minutes in. I miss you guys. All right. Dear Tony, why do you think so many people are mean online? I'm thinking about deleting my Twitter account because I think it's depressing me. I get on there and feel like people are just dicks. Why? This is from Jeff. Jeff B. You know, yeah, there's obviously a lot of that. I will say, I mean, I'm on social media a ton now. I'm addicted to this Twitter thing. I actually kind of love it. It's scary. But I find, for the most part, I think you got to look at... Don't let a one or two people, don't let a bad apple spoil the barrel of apples. I can't even think straight. Okay, if you really think about it, Jeff. Okay, I think probably what's happening is one or two people are really getting under your skin. And then you're around a sea of, otherwise you're around a sea of pretty cool people, right? It's not that much. You know, hopefully you can hang in there, or I don't know, maybe not. I guess you know best, right? Should you stay or should you go? But why do people do it? I think it's because the internet is an unnatural setting. I think people have this, they're totally detached from reality. I mean, rest assured, if these mean people were there, right there with you, standing face to face, they'd be way nicer, vast majority of them. There is this weird thing how people can, because it's unnatural, people, they can be dicks because I think it's not even real to them, right? It's this weird setting. I think the same is true even when we're in our cars. Let's say, we've all done it or we've all experienced it. You're sitting at an intersection and, let's say the light turns green. The guy in front of you doesn't go and you honk at him. Or let's say someone cuts you off a little bit. You honk at him. I really think part of that is because of this unnatural... We're in our car. We're in these shells, right? Our Lord and Savior did not design us to have shells or body armor, yet we roll around half the time in these shells. And I think it gives us a false sense of security. And we feel a little bit indestructible, right? So we get salty. I think that's what it is. I would say, Jeff, don't let it bother you. Just get over it. I mean, some people are going to be this way. Block them. Block them on social media. The technology is pretty good. I had to block a trombonist once. A mulleted... out of work trombonist, and now I drink her from time to time. Only the true VIP pepperonis will recognize that story. Holy hell, I feel like someone poured tar from like the La Brea tar pits, you know, that stuff that you resurface driveways with. I feel like someone poured that down my throat. I'm gonna have a drink of water. Holy camoli. All right, it's rough, but it's something, isn't it, people? Okay, here, letter number two. This is a very short one. Is this the shortest one ever? Dear Chicago Tony, what is your earliest childhood memory? Do you have an idea of how old you were? This is signed Pittsburgh Pepperoni. I think we've gotten another letter from Pittsburgh, if I remember correctly. I think we have. Pittsburgh. What is my earliest child memory? Childhood memory. I got a weird one for you. Now that I think about it. Okay. So... I was, when I was a kid, let's see, I would have been in, let me think about it. I was in second grade. Now I have memories earlier than second grade, but let me tell this weird story. I was on the living room floor, laying on my tum tum. It was a carpeted thing. I was laying there. I remembered being bored as hell. Not much going on. And I'm laying around. And the weirdest thing, the just touching the carpeting to my face, like parts of my face, whatever, my nose, my cheek, my whatever. This is gonna sound crazy. Why would I say this on? Why would I record what I'm about to say? But I guess I'm gonna. As I laid there, I had this flashback to breastfeeding from my mother. Isn't that weird? I think that feeling of something touching my face. I can't believe I'm talking about this. I literally had a flashback where it's like, oh my God, I remember. So I remembered breastfeeding. So that was way back. I mean, what? I'm less than a year? That was really something. That was really something. Kind of interesting. So that's way back. I wonder, Pittsburgh Pepperoni, you didn't really say how old you were for your oldest memory. I don't know. So that's that question. That was pretty quick. Let's see, it's almost 5 in the morning. We're almost 16 minutes in. I haven't died yet, which is good. The thing that scares me is I have some organizational things here in my office that I need to do before I lock it up and head to the airport. I'm so out of it. We'll see if I can do it. Okay, next question. Let's see. I'm ripping through these things. Dear Tony V, I love the show and I hope you never stop! ! Thank you. That's so nice. What is a question that you wish someone would ask you, but that you are never asked? That's an interesting question. This is from Alice, and then she says, in parentheses, it says, I'm from Brazil, Indiana, and I go to the race every year. Oh, that's so cool. I wonder how many years you've been going, Alice. Brazil, Indiana, you know, it's funny. They call it Brazil. I had a great aunt who, I remember her once talking, that she's from Indiana, talking about a friend who lived in Brazil. I always thought that was funny. What is a question you wish someone would ask you, but that you were never asked? I tell ya. I do have a thing. Oddly enough, I mean, this brings forth a recurring feeling I've had, okay? I have this thing. Now, I've waxed poetic before. I've talked about it before. And I don't mean to piss off certain people.
Just a small town girl.
But, you know, I've had this thing over the years, throughout the years, where I just notice when I would be around people, when I would be around adults, the conversation became very one-sided. And it, or one-sided is maybe not the right term. It was just a very, very narrow topic area. And I mean, it was very noticeable to me. And then what it is you go somewhere, you're around adults, and it's like, what are you watching? What are you watching? And of course, there's been a history and a progression, and I don't need to get super far into it. But, you know, it's always the flavor of the day, right? Like, the other day it was WandaVision. By the way, full disclosure, I've started watching WandaVision and I quite enjoy it. Okay? So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I'm not some sort of television Nazi. But anyway, I'm so tired. I would see this, you know, more often than not, or almost every time that I'd be out in these situations and someone brings up whatever the series is. Oh, have you watched Sopranos? Have you watched Breaking Bad? Have you watched Man in the High Castle? Have over and over and over. I almost never have watched it. And then the way the conversation goes is, you know, people feel kind of sorry for me, and then they try and sell me. Oh, well, you have to watch it. Oh, you have to. Just do it. And then they'll try to tell me about the thing, whatever the series is. They'll tell me why it's so good. This happens over and over and over. But my pet peeve coming out of those situations, it's interesting. When people realize, Jesus Christ, this guy hasn't seen any of this shit. He doesn't seem to be chained to his television the way the rest of us are. What gets me is no one ever asks, what are you doing with this time that you're not spending doing this? No one ever asks that. That really gets to me. I can remember once, this gaggle of ladies, friends that know me well enough to know I'm totally out of the loop on pop culture and whatever. And they asked me, they wanted to demonstrate just how clueless I was. And they asked me about a pop person. I believe it was Beyonce. Beyonce. I think they're trying to demonstrate to their other friends how clueless I was, right? And it's like, Tony, tell the group who is Beyonce. I was like, I don't know, never heard of her. They all had such a good laugh. They all were so in awe. They just had quite a giggle. Couple of them needed to verify. You mean to tell me you don't know who we're talking about? I'm like, no. Yeah, never heard of her. Whatever. But they never asked. It just never occurred to them. I wonder what this guy's doing when we're busy listening to Beyonce songs. And when we're binge watching Sex in the City. Wonder what this guy's doing. So that always kind of chapped my ass, you know? Because I find life endlessly fascinating. And I might be sort of kind of, you might call me an autodidact, maybe. I don't know. I like to dive into topics. I like to research things. I like to take deep dives. And it's super fun. And I found that for me, I can do almost none of that if I'm sitting in front of the TV watching the next series. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Like I said, it's not like I do none of it. I just started watching the WandaVision recently and I enjoy it, so I get it. Okay, people, I'm dying. There's one more letter here. Let's see what we got. Dear Tony, I've been catching up on your podcast and I just heard an episode where you played a song that you wrote on piano. Ooh, that was, talking about Sister Marie. How I miss her so, everybody. Okay. It was beautiful! Exclamation point. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I have always dreamed of learning to play piano, but I just don't think I have any talent. Plus, I'm not getting any younger. Oh, God, I know how you feel. I have an ear to recognize when other people play beautifully, but my first few tries at the piano have been horrible and embarrassing. Do you have any advice? This is signed a pepperoni from Naples, Florida. Naples, Florida. Boy, it's beautiful in Naples, Florida. I've been through Naples a time or two. Lovely, beautiful. Thank you for the question. It's an interesting question. And hey, listen, I'll share with you, you know, maybe something that's going to get you to see it a little differently. So, all right. So if I start with myself, right, I'm almost entirely untrained. So what I can do on piano was it's almost all happened through osmosis. It was through me listening to music, you know, like Elton John, Billy Joel, etc., etc., etc. And then also through me sitting at a piano for a long ass time. There are huge chunks of my childhood, believe it or not, where I sat at a piano. And so it kind of happened through osmosis. Now, you know, I will say that I had some sort of, you know, talent and some sort of knack that moved me along quicker than probably most people. However, I will have you know, Naples, Florida pepperoni, I have also known people who started trying to play. And when I heard them early on, I said to myself, no freaking way. This person doesn't have a clue. Not gonna happen. There's a guy, I'm not gonna name names, but there's a guy who I used to have a little project studio in my house years ago. And this guy, someone I knew through, like, we volunteered together or something, sort of found out, and he came over to see my stuff, and he just became fascinated. His dream was, oh, I want to play guitar, right? So he saw my studio, heard me playing whatever, and he decided, I want to be like that guy. So he bought a bunch of stuff, bought a guitar or two, and, I heard him play. He started playing out actually quite early. Like within the first year of taking up the guitar, he would get these little gigs and stuff in coffee shops. And you know what? Not good. It was not good. Not good. Very rudimentary. Well, I'd see him. I mean, then time would pass. I'd see him again. Better. Then I'd see him again. Even better still. And I mean, this gentleman still plays regularly. And I mean, you wouldn't know the difference. I mean, so I think people can come from basically nothing. And actually, if you just spend the time, it can actually happen. And I'll use another analogy. When I was a kid, I played basketball. I was obsessed with it. All the time. Played. Well, so got to my Catholic high school. What am I going to do? Play basketball, right? Well, there was this kid who also wanted to play basketball. He was horrible. Just didn't cut it. Didn't have it. But what did he do? He stuck with it. He just kept at it, kept at it, kept at it, kept at it. By our senior year, this kid was now on the basketball. He was on the varsity basketball team. He had all the limelight. He had all the attention. And where was I? I was still where I was realizing, holy shit, I'm a very short person. That doesn't work well for basketball. So I'm just saying that I've seen a lot of people that I would have bet against. I've seen this over and over. I've seen it in music. I've seen it in sports. I've seen it in, you know, business. And I think it turns out you can do almost anything you want to. Just stick with it. Stick with it. I had when I was in or after I graduated college, one of the things I did, I took jazz piano lessons for a little bit of time because I was just so curious about I was curious about what I didn't know. And I wanted to see, is there something I can learn here that's going to really help me? And the teacher I had, Alan Swain up in Evanston, Indiana, this guy was a jazz legend. I don't know if he's still around. He was old as shit back when I took lessons, whatever it was, 30 years ago. Holy cow. He used to tell me, it's like water through a rock. He used to use that term all the time. And he was saying, his whole point is you just stick with it. If it takes you forever, you just keep dripping on that rock and you're going to cut through that rock eventually. Like water through a rock. Alan Swain, man, that guy was a legend. I wonder if he's still around. I should look him up. You know what's funny as I sit here and do this, people? I've been staring into my camera, which isn't even turned on. Normally, I'm live streaming over Reddit. I'm talking to all you people. And it's funny how habits form. It's almost 5:15. Holy cow. All right. I got stuff I got to do. I'm going to miss you people. This is so interesting. I'm really emotional over leaving town. Because I'm leaving the Chicago Tony V Show for a week. It's amazing. All right. Anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed the little bonus episodes. I'm sure by the time you listen to this, I'm kind of raring to get back. And I'm sure also I'm sitting there thinking, will I be able to do this anymore? Will I have lost my mojo? Will I have forgotten whatever secret allowed me to do this? Anyway, I love you all. I hope I've won a little bit of money in Vegas. I hope I've fallen in love with a couple of cocktail waitresses. And I will see you very soon. Don't take any shit from anybody. Love you. Miss you.